I just want to put in here that Micah had a hard out at a specific time, and we ran up to that time. So when we were getting close, we asked him to do his commentary on these last few songs and then add something at the end too. So if it sounds a little weird, a little disjointed, like we're not interacting with each other, that's because Micah was cut into these last few reviews. It was great to have him, and we'll talk about that more at the end.
That sounds like you lack confidence in your editing abilities. I feel like you're going to make it seamless and no one's ever going to
Yeah, except for this commentary, which I'm going to keep in because it's gold,
Gold!
baby. But yeah, so it's actually staying in for the few who listen to everything instead of just their own song. This is this is just for you, baby. So yeah. Again, for anybody who didn't listen to the part or didn't catch the part before, Micah had to leave a little bit early. So we cut his reviews into the last few songs and some of his comments here. They're going to show up later, but the rest of this sort of conversation about, the ending chatter is just going to be Chumpy and I. So anyhow, yeah, I thought this was a great spin tunes. I hope we get a lot of round five songs. Our rankings don't count, but do we want to talk about our rankings?
Yeah, I think we both agree that the Cave Dwellers, they had the best song, and I think they're
Yeah.
both our number one pick.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the one out of these that I would want to hear again. This is the one that's going to go on a playlist for me. Not that the others are bad, but I'm not much of a one for down tempo songs. So it's yeah, the one that I really liked the best was the Cave Dwellers, and I thought it was a good song.
Yeah, I like the Cave Dweller song a lot too. I also like Celestial Drift a lot, and I kind of went back and forth which one would I think should be number one, but ultimately the Cave Dwellers had more ear candy for me to latch onto, and I think there was just a more of a feeling I got from the Cave Dweller song, so I think that's how I ultimately rank them. I think I would put Panicana Army in three, and then the Alleviators rounding up at four.
I switched around four and two from you. So I had the Alleviators in second place, Panna Cotta Army in third, and then Celestial Drift in fourth. And this is no shade to Celestial Drift. They were all great songs. They all did a wonderful, wonderful job. But it's more kind of like, what, am I more likely to want to head back and listen to? And that's a very sort of gut feeling kind of preference, and absolutely Cave Dwellers first. But yeah, the next one that I would want to hear out of this list is the Alleviators. Then after that, Panna Cotta Army was nice enough, and Celestial Drift was a good song, but it's a downer.
Yeah.
It's sad, and I
It's hard
don't.
to win you over with a downer.
Yeah, with a sad song, it's difficult for me. I have this thing on the boards that it's probably like 4 years. I haven't done anything on it yet, but it's called Hanky Code Wants to Cover Your Song. And Celestial Drift was my Waterloo because a lot of his songs, I love his songs. I love his inventiveness. I like the kind of interesting stuff he does. But a lot of his lyrics are just total bummers. And just trying to kind of like figure out what I'm going to do with that is so difficult.
Yeah,
So,
that's why I was totally shocked to discover that you listened to XO and that you loved it. Because Elliott Smith is a total downer. But
that's
there's something
true.
magical about Elliott Smith, obviously, and it's the kind of downer that makes you feel happy inexplicably somehow.
Yeah. I guess maybe I can't really pin it on that so much, but it's hard to describe why I like Elliott Smith, and honestly why I like a lot of Jeff Rosenstock songs. I think are relatively sad or frustrating or upsetting, but I definitely love all those. And so why does this one sad song, sad, poignant, excellent song from Celestial Drift not make me want to go back to it? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
People are complicated. It's
Yeah.
it like part of the writing reviews is to understand why you don't like or why you like something. And it's like pulling teeth sometimes to get anywhere with trying to understand that even about yourself.
Yeah, and trying to come up with something that's worth mentioning about a song. And I mean that in terms of often enough, even though we've pointed out the ridiculousness of it before, it's like often enough we just find ourselves listening to what's in the song, listing out the time signatures and the instruments that are used. And
It's like a verbal description of the song.
Exactly. And these, y'all listening out there, you got ears, you know this stuff already. So, I mean, we're saying what like stuck out to us, but it's also sort of like, well, we got to come up with something to say about everything, and
And this
I
is
don't want
why
to make
it's
it sound like a
important to have
chore.
guests. Because Micah had some real insights, things that I did not catch. I did kind of grok that the 3/4 time was sort of a rocking motion, but then he was like, "Oh, but they're also rocking between the one and the four." And I'm like, "Oh shit." Like harmonic analysis, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, his input here was just amazing. Honestly, I was like, oh my goodness, there's no chance we're going to make it all the way through with the kind of insight that he has into this. So
Next
yeah.
time I'm like, we don't need guests, Ryan. You just remind me of how good Micah is. We need guests.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We have some people who've expressed some interest in that too. So we've got sort of a bit of a lineup, really. But now that Spin Tunes is almost over, who knows? Do you have any interest in Song Fight?
I do. I think we should do one for Please Buckle Up.
Huh. That would have to be relatively soon, I would think.
Yeah.
We could do it. It's only six songs. It's
Yeah,
not much.
man, it's only six
Yeah.
songs.
Yeah.
I
All right.
also, I snarked on the boards, or maybe not on the boards, on Discord, that this would be a good opportunity to judge the judges. So if you wanted to come on the podcast and talk shit about our crappy music, feel free.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, we dish it out. We should be able to take it. When we started out in Song Fight, the bad, reviews that we got helped to shape and improve us a lot. So I, a lot of that was, whether or not they were trying to be constructive, it ended up being constructive. Because we're like, okay, nobody wants to listen to something that sounds like X or Y. Our MP3s are too quiet. We got to figure out how to do that. And you did that extremely well. And then all of these little things that people would complain about, and they're like, there's that first like, how dare you? And then a little later, it's like, no, they were right.
They were right.
Yeah, and then you can go back and you can say like, okay, so we're gonna fix it this way, in future songs. And yeah, roast us. Yeah, hit me with whatever you got. But anyhow.
Think we're done. I can vaguely hear theme music playing.
Yeah, I'm going to splice Micah's closing, comments in right here.
Thank you very much to both of you guys. Thank you for all your work judging. Thank you for doing the podcast. It's always fun to listen to. It's fun to be a part of. This has been a really wonderful spin tune. So thank you for your part in what you've done with it.
And thank you, Micah, for being here and for your great insight into these songs.
And being emperor of spin tunes, we appreciate you.
Absolutely, for all that work. Yeah.
And you guys are great too. The jerks are amazing.
Yeah, the Jerkatari is my favorite band. I listen to them on repeat all the time.
Wow, Micah.
Wow, yeah,
Thank
I
you.
didn't,
That's so nice of you to say such. But anyhow, I'm going to do some shout outs. Shout out to my husband, Andre. Thank you for your love and support and your patience. And I want to do a double shout out to Brian. Somehow, I believe I forgot to shout out to him last time. Brian is the reason that Jerkatorium exists. Jerkatorium would not exist without Brian. And I want to thank him for being our podcast guest for round two. I want to thank Hot Pink Halo for being our podcast guest for round three. That was super awesome. It was weird scheduling just because, like, what, eight different time zones, nine different time zones away, but it worked out just great. And I thought it's an excellent podcast. So, yeah.
Cool. I would like to shout out to all the Spin Tunes judges. Thank you for writing reviews and carefully weighing and considering all the songs. You're a big part of what makes Spin Tunes awesome.
All right, I think that's it.
We're out.